Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many of you got a sponge that's just full of water sitting in the tub for all day and night? You pull it out, water just runs out of it, and if you push it just a little bit, I mean water gushes out, right? That's the way we'll be, right? So full of praise, anything pushes us. Anything pushes us, you know, the devil's looking for cuss words to come out. We just go, praise the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody rub you the wrong way, you don't cuss and use foul language. You just go, God's good. Amen. Well, they was mean to you. Yeah, but God's good. He's faithful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's my grace. Yeah. Amen. And his grace is sufficient for me. Oh, he's so good to me. Even in tough times, he just carries me along and holds me by the hand. Greater is he that's in me. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. You can't defeat a man or woman like that. You can't conquer a man or woman like that. Did you hear me? Can't. That's why the Lord has given us so much instruction about these things, and it's why the enemy has worked so hard to keep us in the dark and to keep us out of it. Do you understand? The enemy does not want you praising the Lord. Oh, no, no. Do whatever he can to confuse you or to deceive you or whatever, to work your lifestyle into where instead of a lifestyle of praise, you have a lifestyle of complaining. That's right. And a lifestyle of griping. That is the devil's will for your life, because it gives him access to work in your life. But when you praise the Lord and worship the Lord and give him thanks, like the scripture talks about, that is the will of God. Yes. This is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you, what? In everything give thanks. In every situation. In your pajamas. In your overalls. In your shorts. In your suit. Right in your kitchen. In your car. In good times. In rough times. In everything. In everything. Give thanks. Why? Because that's going to give God the legal opening and the open door to move in your life. Now, 1 Chronicles 23, I want you to see what an emphasis the Lord put on praise from the beginning. Without going and looking at the other places, David said, who was King David at this time, the anointed psalmist of Israel, the scripture said, he said that he got the plan for the temple of God, how it was to be built, what it was to be made out of, and not only that, but how things were supposed to operate there, how the, if you will, the services were supposed to go and operate. He said he got all of that by the Lord's hand on him. The Holy Ghost came on him and he got it by the Spirit and wrote it all down, and then his son Solomon built it. But notice, here's some of the detail as to how things were to go. In 1 Chronicles 23, verse 1. So when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon, his son, king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites, how many understand who the Levites were? Yes. Well, you had two distinct groups. You had Aaron's sons and families. And then you had the Levites. And Aaron's sons were the priests. And the Levites did all the work of the tabernacle and the temple. You could say the Levites were the helps ministry. But the Bible uses the word service. And you see that here very clearly. The Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward. And their number by their polls, man by man, was 38,000 in the helps ministry. We'll take it. 38,000. Everybody say 38,000. How many understand that's a big church? How many of y'all got in the helps ministry? That's about just under 40,000. Some of us say, glory to God. Glory to God. Whew. And he tells about how they were broken up into what they did, of which, of that 38,000, 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord. They did the service or the work of the house of the Lord. Now, that was all of the set up and tear down, and that'd be your cleaning teams, and that would be, you know, handling the offerings and all the myriad things. Everybody say 24,000 in the helps ministry. Service team. See, service of the Lord. Service of the Lord. And 6,000 were officers and judges, team leaders, and, you know, associates in ministry and overseers, that kind of thing. 6,000. Well, you know, 40,000 people, it would take a lot of people, wouldn't it? Moreover, 4,000 were porters. That's like ushers and parking lot folks. Because the porter, another translation says gatekeepers, that's guiding the traffic in and out and directing people. Well, this is, how many of them? 4,000 ushers and parking lot folks. And greeters, that's right, excuse me. And 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. That's the original big band. So, but see, y'all got a big band? Let's see, it's about a... instrument players, 4,000. 4,000. Glory. I reckon they had every kind of, everything you could play, everything that made sound. Because you know the psalmist talk about it, everything that has breath and everything that makes a sound. And he goes through, like, you know, the last four or five Psalms, he goes through and talks about different types of instruments. Praise the Lord on this, and praise the Lord on that, and praise the Lord on this other. Right? Yes. How many believe we'll have the best of the best? Yes. I mean, the Lord's given us of instruments and anything that would enhance sound and anything that would help, right? The Lord's right off the bat here, so to speak. It's sounding pretty good, I think. Amen. Right? Yeah. Our guys are working hard and doing good. But how many believe that we can come up and come up and come up? And then we ought to have the latest, greatest.
That's right.
There ought not be anybody doing music in the earth that has better equipment and can make a better sound in the world. To talk about sin or talk about this or that. No, we ought to be able to have the best sound. The greatest, the most glorious. Amen? 4,000 praisers with instruments. Glory to God. Now skip down to verse, I believe it's about verse 30. Verse 30, 1 Chronicles 23, 30 says, and he had given them to do all these things and to stand what? Every morning, I'm still answering the question now, when should you praise the Lord? Should you praise the Lord every morning,
yes.
Including the weekends,
yes.
Including Monday morning,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Every morning.
Amen.
Say every morning.
Every morning.
What do you do?
Praise the Lord.
What if we drop by your house on Wednesday morning? Would we hear just the cat meowing and the dog barking and two TVs blaring and a radio going and fussing? Huh? And griping? Now just look straight ahead and go, no, no, brother Keith, no. What are we here at your house? Well, if you need to, go ahead and call those things that be not as though they were. I mean, speak by faith, and you can change it right now, right? I mean, you could just say, I changed it just 2 seconds ago, and so now it's this away. Where it is now, at my house, on Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, at my house, every morning is praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord. Every morning. Every morning. Praise to. Now that's the right way to start your day. Every morning. When should you praise the Lord? Every morning. Every morning. We also saw in Psalm 119, you can turn back over there if you want to. Go back to the book of Psalms. How many like to read about all those 38,000 people working for the Lord every day? And everybody was in their place serving the Lord. Don't that sound wonderful? Thousands and thousands of people just working like a busy beehive, right? I mean, you know, everybody's in their place doing a good job for the Lord, and the end result is that God is being glorified, and people are coming into the kingdom, and people are getting back to God, and getting healed and delivered, and coming out of poverty, and coming out of confusion, amen, and God gets all the glory, all the glory. But you know, I preached on this when we first got here. You know, if y'all were here, you heard me about how that this is not going to be a church where the pastors do everything and people just come and sit on the pew and do nothing. I mean, that is not the plan of God. That's not right. And the further I go, the clearer I see it. You got a very few people that are just working themselves silly night and day to do the work of God. And you got millions of people, Christians, doing nothing. Just sitting around, right?
Yeah.
Doing nothing, passing their life. And that is not the will of God, and that is not right. It's not right for the people, because if you don't get plugged in where you're supposed to be and do what you're graced and gifted to do, then you're not going to develop.
Amen.
You're not going to develop.
That's right.
And you're not going to have fruit. And you're not going to have reward like you're supposed to. And so, no. And it's no reason. How many understand if you got 100,000 people, there's no need in 50 people doing all the job.
Amen.
Let's get everybody out here. And how many know the phrase, many hands make what?
Light
work. Boy, it's a fact.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me life.